Brothers and sisters, we could summarize all that Jesus has taught us today in this gospel passage by this phrase: be tolerant with others, but be demanding with yourself. Tolerance is one of the highest forms of respect for others and their difference. Tolerance allows life in society. And in a society like ours, tolerance absolutely imposes itself. In the first part of the gospel, we are talking about tolerance. John, one of the apostles, said to Jesus, "Lord, do you realize what's happening to us? You send us to preach, to heal the sick, to drive out demons. And we have a hard time to achieve this. Because we just learned that a man who is not one of us, who is not mandated from you, has the audacity to cast out the demons in your name. And the last straw is that it happens. We wouldn't like that anyone does anything." So Jesus calmly invites his apostles to a greater openness of mind. "You're right," he said. "This man is not one of ours, but he is in good faith and honest. Indeed, he drives out demons, but he does it in my name. So that means that he believes in me. So where is the damage? You are my beloved disciples, but you do not have the monopoly of the grace of God. Thus, no jealousy and no suspicion. Be tolerant." And you know what? No one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon after to speak evil of me. Brothers and sisters, what both Moses in the first reading and Jesus in the gospel are telling us today is that we must not impose limits on God's power and goodness. For God is free to bestow his gifts on anyone as he sees fit. So it is important for us, important to cultivate a thinking and a look that reflect a tolerant spirit. So be tolerant with others, but be demanding with yourself. To be demanding of ourselves is the message of the second part of this gospel passage. Jesus says in a metaphor, "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out." Of course, it's about a metaphor. We know that Jesus loved metaphors, especially when describing the kingdom of heaven. For instance, when he said, "It's like a mustard seed, and it's like a treasure buried in field, and it's like a pearl of great price." Yes, Jesus used word pictures to convey revelation. So today, we are called to be aware that sin is serious. Cut your hand, cut your foot, plug your eye out. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, crippled, or with one eye than being thrown into Gehenna. I think we should just welcome these words as an urgent invitation to the conversion of our life and our heart to Jesus. And everything must pass, everything, the hands, the feet, the eyes, and also the tongue, and still more, the heart. St. Paul says it in a pithy phrase in his letter to the Romans, chapter 6 and verse 13. He says, "You Christians, do not present the parts of your bodies to sin. Do not put your members of your body in the service of sin." Sin, it is serious. There is no need to look for too many meanings. It can happen that our hand, which is what we do, our foot, which is where we go, our eye, which is our way of communicating with others, and also our tongue, it can happen that all this becomes source of scandal. The hand, because a scandal, becomes a scandal when we exploit and get rich at the expense of the other. So your hand, do not put it in the service of sin, say Jesus today. Let it not manifest selfishness and indifference. In this sense, in the second reading, St. James writes, "Workers have harvested your fields and you have not paid for it. They are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts." Our feet lead us to sin if they lead us away from the ways of God. They become scandal when they run after the evil, when they run after the injustice. So your feet, do not put them in the service of sin, said Jesus. Let it never manifest the desire to make the other fall. Never. The eye, symbol of communication, becomes a scandal when it becomes an instrument of covetousness and not a way of encounter and dialogue. So our eye can do a lot of harm when it carries contempt, rejection, and hatred. The eye becomes a scandal when it refuses to communicate with those who are different from us and who are not part of our race, our group, our church, while we must look at them with tenderness, love, and compassion. So your eye, do not put it in the service of sin. Hence, brothers and sisters, with the help of the Lord, it is all our life that we have to put at the service of love, knowing that we are called to be tolerant with others and to be demanding with ourselves. May the Holy Spirit make us to be aware that what will determine our entrance into the kingdom of God is faith, a faith that is displayed through our love for Him, God, and our love for his people. Finally, let us repeat in our heart these beautiful words of St. Peter Damian. May Christ be heard in your language. May Christ be seen in your life. May he be perceived in your heart. May Christ be heard in your language. May Christ be seen in your life. May he be perceived in your hearts. Amen.